Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa liman khafa maqam rabbih jannatan. Sadaqallahu alazim. Most respected elders in our tribe in Islam. Today is a short time, about 10 to 15 minutes, inshallah, we will discuss a bit about something which is very lovable, and that is gardening. So, unless our Hazrat or Shaykhwan explained that we have come from a garden, our origin is a garden. That is one of the gardens of Jannah. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our forefather, was in Jannah. And Jannah is something, the garden is something which is lovable, everyone enjoys. The greenery in the garden, the sounds of the water, gushing water, different colors and smells of the flowers and the fruits, etc. It is something which is soothing to the heart. We have actually come from a garden. And we are actually making our way now back to our garden eventually. So it is all a journey. And all my experience, great detail about all the steps of the journey. But nonetheless, eventually we have to return back to the garden. And regarding the garden, we know normally you speak in 6 points. We look at it also, it's actually to increase the beauty and increase the trees, increase the fruit and the wonders of our gardens. Like the first quality, you know, we speak of iman. That's an important quality. So iman actually is our ticket to this garden. If you have iman, a person just by believing once in his life, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, a person qualifies to enter into Jannah. Jannah is higher levels of iman to work upon. And there is when a person progresses, now a person gives practical expression to his iman, a person says, I need to read salah, and I need to read my salah with concentration and devotion. A person will give practical expression to his iman. So iman actually is in the heart. And now the heart submerges in his iman. And the iman of the body is now to read it, now to read salah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ Salah is also has been called iman in the Quran. In one place. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ So like the heart submerged is iman of the heart. So that when the body submerges, then that is iman of the body. So when a person performs salah with concentration, with devotion, then the person is guaranteed jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guarantee those people who read salah with concentration and devotion, jannah. Then the third point, when we speak about ilm and zikr. So when a person learns now about deen, a person learns about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the way to Jannah easy for the person. Great virtues in acquiring knowledge of deen, learning, then the way to Jannah becomes easy and we will learn. And regarding zikr is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then raise your heart to them. So Sahaba Ranam, they wanted to know that Mumariya of Jannah. What are the gardens of Jannah? Who doesn't want to graze there, enjoy, take a stroll in the garden, refreshing place? So what are these gardens of Jannah? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ilaq wa zikr. It's a gathering of zikr. It's a gathering wherein the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. These are gardens of Jannah already in this very dunya. Now we find lots of mention in the Quran Kareem of these gardens, the Nadi, the Jizri, different places. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ فِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا So those people that had iman and they do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the gardens of Firdaus. Nuzula as an entertainment, as hospitality, what you give to a guest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to entertain us. That's why we talk about Jannah, so that one speaks about Jannah because in Jannah actually we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most wonderful blessing of Jannah will be seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being happy with us. Like we know Leela in Majnun, it's a very famous incident of the two lovers. Very long time ago, we thought that actually what is love. Once Majnun, someone saw him staring. He's looking at the sky, coming very far away. He wants to know that this person here, he loves Leela so much, he's given his whole life, he's passionate, he's madly in love with Leela. So what's the reason why he wants to hear the star? So after, what are you doing? He said, what, don't you know that that star, the ray of that star, is falling upon the house of my beloved, upon Leela. So I'm so happy just thinking that the fact that that star light is falling upon Leela, that is more than enough for me. What to talk about Leela? And he would go around madly, kissing the walls of the house. And even one day, as he was walking, he put out a great respect when the dog passed by. So he said, why are you respecting the dog? He said, no, this dog comes from the street with Leela. I said, respect her now. The woman that I love, the dog is coming from her street. So many incidents there is about Leela and Majnun. So in the same way for us also, when we read about the guidance of Jannah, then we sort of think about who actually is living in Jannah, who actually is the creator of Jannah, who are we actually going to meet in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبَغُونَ عَنْ حَقِي وَلَا. That in his guidance they will live forever and forever, and they will never ever want to move to any other place. Like in this dunya, for example, we are living in a certain place. And certain people feel that they just move to South Africa, for example, lot of opportunities here. And when we are here, then we say, okay, no, but it's crime here also, so maybe the rent is falling, there's certain problems also. Let's go to another country, as I decided, let me go to America. Someone from America will say, let me rather move to Dubai. So all the time people are shifting, moving about. Sometimes you say, let me rather move to this area here. It's a more elite area, it's safer here. Let me rather move to this area. So all the time they are shifting, moving. But in general, the left one will say that they will never ever want to shift. They will be so happy there that they will never ever want to go to any other place to come out of China. But now one question comes about. Sometimes the question comes about when children also ask something. They say, but what is going to do? You will live forever and ever and ever. Then we're going to get bored. What are we going to do for so long? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates or answers in the next ayah. But then in this very dunya also we can get an idea of this here. That in this world we see there is so much of progress that is taking place in all things. For example, in technology, we see all the time new types of phones are coming out. It seems like it's not going to come to an end. Then you look at cars also, different models, updating different features in the cars, houses, everything we see that all the time things are progressing, different things. And this is dunya. And where dunya eventually will end, and there's like the greatest limits of progress that the dunya will reach, Jannah doesn't even stand. Jannah carries on and on. For eternity. The enjoyment will increase all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates, so this is in the next ayah of Surah Al-Kahf, that كل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. That if all the oceans have to be made into ink, and all the trees of the world have to be made into pens, and we have to write the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these oceans will dry up, all the pens also will be worn out. But the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever come to an end. So Jannah also, the bounties will go on increasing all the time. But there will be new things all the time. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that at every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in different splendor. Different things. So we look at the dunya, for example, that's his example always. We look at the horizon, you see how beautiful they are, the colors. And you see the four clouds also taking different formations. So all the time changing. So this is the dunya. You can imagine. And after what it will be like. And regarding the people that have taqwa, the muttaqeen, those that make effort on their iman, they try to bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into their lives, strikes upon Sharia. Many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِهُ وَنَهَرْ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِهُ وَعُيُنْ فِي ظِلَالِهُ وَعُيُنْ. So these people that have taqwa, they are in gardens, they are in fountains, they are in shade. Different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. About his guidance, the people that have taqwa. And one is referring to Jannah itself, where they will be. But in this very dunya already, the effects already start coming. So the guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also, the waliman khafa maqam rabbihi jannatan in Surah Rahman, that a person that has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing. And for the doubt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's worried, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be unhappy with me. He's not worried, may Allah is not happy with me. So this person is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this, this person will have two jinnahs. So different meanings. One meaning is that jinnah in the dunya, before the mawla, that already in the dunya, the person is got a garden. So a jinnah already. How he has the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. And one is in the akhirah, when you actually meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this jinnah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in detail. The different types of jinnahs. There's a waqa of nan, the branches there are spreading, lots of branches there. Where there are lots of branches that are spreading wide, there are lots of leaves, lots of flowers, lots of fruit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that in these gardens, there are rivers that are flowing, two rivers that are flowing. And where there are rivers and they are flowing with force, the water flows with force, then the garden goes very, very lush and green. These gardens are extremely lush, green, mudham nagan. Then as Allah speaks about the fruits and the enjoyment of other places also, we won't go into detail now. But then this is to end off. We see that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also spoke about gardens, he would go to gardens, enjoy himself there, but also link us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think of the garden of Jannah. Get the enjoyment of Jannah already in the dunya. One sahabi was planting something. So Nabi asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm planting the tree. So then Nabi Alaihi Wasallam drew his attention now to the akhirah. And Nabi Alaihi Wasallam told him, they tell you for better plantations, the plantations of Jannah. When a person says, subhanAllah, one tree is planted for a person in Jannah. Huge tree. Alhamdulillah, another tree is planted for a person in Jannah. So whenever we are making zikr, actually we are planting. We are planting our gardens and making our gardens lush and green. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in Mi'raj that tell your ummah to convey my salam to them. You should also reply and say, wa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, send salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he's inviting us. He's the father of ummah of Israel. So father is inviting us that this garden here is extremely fertile, the center, fertile. And it's a lush place, it's well. But if a person plants here, the plantations will be very, very lush, very, very beautiful. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, zikr of Allah, this will make our garden lush and clean. Then for us, maybe we're not planting at all. There's one hadith mentions that if you see the times of Qiyamah apparent, the Qiyamah will take place now. For example, the sky is starting to now split asunder. See the, for example, the mountains are starting to shatter, to rise. Signs of Qiyamah are taking place. Now you are convinced that Qiyamah is going to take place. Now look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he motivated us, how he taught us, what examples. Can't even imagine. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that then what will we do? Qiyamah is starting to take place. We start screaming, what is terrified. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you have a dead time seed in your hand, planted. Now we know, you know this, that definitely Qiyamah is taking place. There is no chance of the seed now sprouting and as plants coming up and me enjoying the fruits of it. I'm not going to enjoy the fruits of it. But yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that as a mu'min, we should be so constructive, we should do things, be positive, should try to do as much as we can. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that plant is this. So how important is it to plant the seed, plant something. And then also to be positive. Even if we don't have to wait for the results, we should do whatever we can do. So it comes to the result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find that the results are immediate. The moment a person says subhanAllah, immediately three stands for person to. So nonetheless, we spoke about jihadi. So we should try to make our lives in the dunya already, we should try to make it such as we are planning for our akhirat. We are preparing our akhirat. So in a natural way, we will recap this and end up that when we strengthen our iman, then we are actually getting this guarantee of Jannah. We are actually qualifying to enter into Jannah. The more we make effort on iman, that's our ticket to enter into Jannah. And when we work upon our salah, we practice being life in our salah, concentration in our salah, then we are getting this guarantee of Jannah. When we learn the knowledge of deen, we acquire knowledge of deen, sitting in the halqa of ta'lim, learning the masail from the ulama, reading the kitab and learning deen, then we are making our way to Jannah easy for us. If we understand what is happening, and the road becomes easy for us. And when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then already in this world, where we will start enjoying the feast, the serenity of the gardens of Jannah. the guidance of Zikr, I like it for the guidance of Jannah. So this time now, after Fajr Salah, it's a Mubarak time, especially for making Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for a little while, inshallah, we'll make the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time after Asr also, just special times for making the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Zikr is the water for all our ibadah. So regarding the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Masir wa Zakirin, Allah Kathir wa Zakirat, those people that make the Zikr of Allah in great abundance. Many qualities are mentioned, but when a person makes Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be bring light to all our other forms of ibadah. Just one grant on to be, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. تلمراه جايك ميدانه توهتوه 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 اور میرے تن میں بجائے اب غنی درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل اٹ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دولت سے بڑھ کر उसी जात की बसन रामांगता हूँ। असल मुझे को दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, मैं बख्शिश बरोजे जजा मांगता हूँ। यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं। हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं, सरशार रहूं, होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का, तेरा मगन होशियार रहूं। अब तो रहे बस ताजम आखिर विर्द जुबाए मेरे इला। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु, अल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह। अपने मिलने का पता कोई निशान, तू बता दे मुझको ए रब्बे जहां। आह राजुज आसमा हमदम नबूंद, राज रावेरे खुदा महरम नबूंद। नाम लेते ही नशा सा छा गया, नाम लेते ही नशा सा छा गया, जिक्र में तअसीर डोरे जाम है। मिटा दे अपने हस्ती को, छोड़ दे सारे मस्ती को, बस्ती बस्ती कहता जा।
inshallah we will be nearing the time of Ishraq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that a person that sits in a masjid after the Fajr Salah and engages in a remembrance of Allah until the time of Ishraq, and then he reads 2 rakats of Ishraq, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of a full Umrah in Hajj and Umrah. And in one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions tammatan, 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 to impress on our minds the importance of Ishraq, that a person sitting in the masjid gets a reward of complete Hajj and Umrah. And as our Shaykh explained, that immediately after reading the Salatul Ishraq, the time of Salatul Duha starts, Chas Salah. Even though it is better to read it at the time of 11, 12 o'clock, but the time starts immediately after Salatul Ishraq. And once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that do you know that the amount of bones that you have in your body, you have to give that amount of sadaqah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum became worried naturally. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it is very easy. You smile, it is sadaqah. You move something from the road, it is sadaqah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person that reads Salatul Duha, then it encompasses the sadaqah of his whole body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, assalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.